Amen. So, Minister Rickey, when you're ready, you can begin.
Thank you so much. God bless everybody that's on here tonight, and I ask that you all lift me up in prayer as well. Tonight, our scripture will be coming from Isaiah 40, 28 through 31. 28 is, "Has thou not known, has thou not heard the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding." 29, verse 29 says, "He giveth power to the faint. To them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." In reading this passage, many times people will ask me, why is it not the running that will make you faint? But Isaiah writes, "They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." In this Christian walk with God, where we many times are forced to, we're forced to slow down and not run. The key point fact of this promise is given to us that they that wait upon the Lord, that's the most important part right there, is waiting on the Lord. I can't do anything without him. We have to put him in front all the time, always. We must wait upon the Lord. David wrote in Psalm 40 and 1, "I waited patiently on the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry." Inclined is when the Lord turns his ear and he listens to you. "He brought me up out of a horrible pit and a miry clay and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. So a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see and fear and shall trust God, shall trust in the Lord." The Lord, he hears our cry. The Lord heard my cry. He hears me crying out to him many times because of the fact that we just can't sit still and not do anything. Many times you look to the left and the right and nobody's there. But David is waiting on God for his help, and it's not easy. David receives four benefits from waiting. Number one, God lifted him up out of his despair. God lifted David up out of his despair. Number two, God set his feet on a rock. Number three, God established his steps, steadied him as he walked. And number four, he put a new song of praise in his mouth. Often blessings cannot be received until we go through a trial of waiting. The Lord heard my cry as I cried out to him, and I can understand what David's talking about. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to wait while I'm sitting here tonight in my war room. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to wait, but I'm going to do something else while I'm waiting. I'm going to cry out to the Lord in prayer. I'm going to cry and say, "Lord, help me." I'm going to read God's holy word. I'm going to wait on my orders from the Lord like a good soldier. I'm going to cry out to him, and I'm going to, because this right here, saints, I'm not only going to cry, but I'm going to cry out to the Lord in prayer. This is a spiritual war that's going on with us now, saints. So daily I must prepare myself for war by crying out to the Lord. I must cry to him, and I must put on the girdle of truth. "May I stand firm in the truth of your words, O Lord, so I will not be a victim of Satan's lies. I must put on the breastplate of righteousness. May it guard my heart from evil, so I will remain pure and holy before God, protected under the blood of Jesus. May I put on the shoes of peace May I stand firm in the good news of the gospel so your peace will shine through me and be a light to everybody I encounter. I shall take up the shield of faith. May I be ready for Satan's fiery darts of doubt, denial, and deceit, so I will not be vulnerable to the spiritual defeat or the spiritual attack that may come my way. Saints, we got to put on the helmet of salvation. What do I mean by that? I mean, we keep our minds focused on you, Lord, so that Satan will not make a stronghold on our thoughts. I will put on the helmet of salvation. May I keep my mind focused on you, Lord. Let me say it again. So that Satan will not have a stronghold on my thoughts. I will take the sword of the Spirit. May the two-edged sword of your word be ready in my hands so I can expose the tempting word. Will not be exposed to the tempting words of Satan. By faith, hear that? By faith, your warrior has to put on the whole armor of God. We must prepare for this each day. And in Psalms, he wrote in Psalms 119 and 11, David wrote, "This word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against it." I'm going to wait on the Lord, saints. We have got to wait on him, and we're going to follow his instructions, keeping our ears open patiently and patiently waiting on him. When God calls me to get up, then I get up. I'm going to walk and not faint. Why? Because it's a faith walk I'm doing. Not my will, O Lord, but let thy will be done. It's easy to stand and be strong when your body is able and when everything around you is going well. But what about when you can't see your way out? When you look to your left and to your right and nobody else around? When you just sit there and say, "Lord, let your will be done in my life, Lord. I ain't got nobody but you, Lord. So, Lord, I'm going to walk. And I'm not going to faint. I'm going to keep on going, Lord, because you know what's best for us all." Psalms 23, starting at verse 2, says, "He maketh me lie down in the green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul." See, he reneweth me, and then he restored me. "He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, because, Lord, thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." See, it's though we walk through this life now and everybody is scared and they're worried about what's going to happen with this new variant, I put my mask on and I pray. I say, "Lord, yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, if I see somebody that needs some help, I'm still going to witness to them. I'm still going to put on the whole armor of God because, Lord, thou art with me." God knows where the green pastures is and he knows where the still waters is. So he will restore us. We will reach places only by following him obediently. Rebelling against the shepherd is leading and actually rebelling against your own best interests. We must remember the next time we attempt it to go our own way rather than the shepherd's way. It is so important that you find a good shepherd, you find a good church to get into, and you follow a good shepherd, a Bible-believing church. Even the strongest people, they get tired at times, but God's power never diminishes. God knows what's best for us. In describing us, in the Psalm 23, in describing the Lord, David said he wrote out his own experience because he has spent his early years as caring for sheep, and you'll find in Samuel 16 and 10. Sheep are completely dependent on the shepherd for provision, guidance, and protection. The New Testament calls God the good shepherd in John 10 and 11, the great shepherd in Hebrews 13 20 and 21, and the chief shepherd in 1 Peter 5 and 4. As the Lord is the good shepherd, we are the sheep. That means we're not sheep. That don't mean we have to be dumb or frightened or passive animals. But we must be obedient followers, wise enough to follow the one that's leading us in the right direction. The psalm does not focus on the animals, but the quality of the sheep. We have to be strong, saints. We have to push forth as good soldiers. We got to walk and not faint. When we're weary, that means you're walking around and you're tired looking, and you said, "I'm running for Jesus. I'm tired." No, I'm not tired yet. I've been working in the vineyards, and I'm still not tired because I'm working for the Lord. Even the strongest people get tired, but God's power never diminishes, and He promised us that He would lift us back up. He's never too tired or too busy to listen to us when we come to Him in prayer. But we must also listen to Him, because God is our shepherd. Waiting on God and waiting on the Lord is expecting His promise and strength as He takes us through life's distractions and its difficulties. May the Lord add a blessing to this word. I hope I said something tonight that ministered to somebody. But I can tell you right now, God loves us, and He's waiting for us. He's waiting for us to come to Him. Lord, we love You. And as we go to Him right now in prayer, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to You right now, Lord, asking You to make a way out of no way. Heal our land, Lord. Heal the sick, Lord, that are among us, Lord. Heal the brokenhearted, Lord. Lift us up, Lord. Lord, heal me again. Lord, I know You healed me so many times, Lord, but, Lord, we are asking You to heal us again, Lord. Lord, have Your way in our lives, Lord. And, Lord, we're coming to You tonight, Lord, with a special prayer. Lord, we ask You to protect our children. Lord, protect the children. I don't care how old they are, Lord, protect them, Lord, from the smallest to the tallest. Protect the babies and protect the grown ones too, Lord, because they need Your protection just like we need Your protection, Lord. Many a times, Lord, bring them home, Lord. We're standing in the gap for the ones that are coming home from incarceration. We're standing in the gap for the from the hospitals, Lord. And we're standing in the gap for the ones that are going to and from school. Lord, cover them with Your blood, Lord. Turn them around, Lord, and let them see that You are God and God alone. As You taught us how to pray, Lord, we teach our children how to pray, Lord, because it's going to take prayer in a day and a time like this, Lord. But, Lord, we're praying, not only praying and begging and crying out to You, Lord, but we're praying with faith, because we know, Lord, that it's already done. You've done it before, Lord, and, Lord, I believe You're going to do it again. This is a faith walk, Lord, and we know, Lord, that You can do it. You can do all things but fail, Lord. So we're coming to You right now asking You for the healing, because we know it's already done. We're thanking You for the healing, Lord. We're asking You for protection, but it's already done. So we're thanking You for the protection, Lord. We come this far by faith, leaning and depending on You, Lord, because we couldn't have made it this far without You, Heavenly Father. Lord, in case we haven't told You today, Lord, we love You. You carried us this far today. Carry us the rest of the way, Lord, because that's the only way we're going to make it. Lord, let Your blood-stained hand cover us with Your blood, Lord. Cover our entire church, Lord. Cover the mother and the father of our church, Lord. Cover our pastor and first lady, our ministers, our deacons, our mothers, and the ones, Lord, who want to come to church, Lord, who are looking for a church home, Lord. Draw them nigh, because if you're knocking at the door, if any man answers the door, Lord, they can come on in. All we want is a chance, Lord, to show You how much we love You, Lord. Because we know sometimes, Lord, I feel like we don't even deserve these blessings that You give us. But we're thanking You for them, and we're passing them on to someone else. We're not being blessed just to bless ourselves and our own selves, Lord, but we want to bless others, Lord. Bring them in, Lord, and we ask You these blessings. And we count them done by faith. Lord, thank You for the word, because it touched me before it touched anybody else. Thank you for all that you've been doing during this virus, Lord, because many times, Lord, we couldn't figure out how we did it, but it wasn't us that was doing it, Lord. It was you, Lord. Bless the soldiers in the field. Bless the ones that are driving right now in their cars and in their trucks and vehicles. Bless the ones that are home now, Lord, with their hand on their head saying, I don't know how he's going to do it, but I know he's going to do it because I got faith. Touch us, oh Lord. Heal us again, Lord. Show us the way, Lord, because you promised us, Lord, that you would do it. We ask you these blessings, and we count them done by faith. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We praise God. Amen. I know all those on the line can say amen to that word and can say amen to that prayer. Glory
amen.
To God. Yes, yes. Amen. We say yes, Lord. Glory to God. Thank
Glory.
You, Jesus. We do give your name praise, God. We thank you for it. We thank you for the word tonight, God. And we thank you, Lord, for the prayer, that mighty prayer. And we believe it in the name of Jesus. We receive your word tonight. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you right now because we believe it by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Well, we certainly thank you. Thank you, Minister Ricky Bolden, for giving us that powerful word of God. And God, he held up the storm so that you can minister such a word as you have, talking about wait on the Lord. Glory to God. And that's a powerful word tonight because that's a word for every one of us, no matter what the circumstances that we may be going through. But as we learn how to wait on God, we will find that his word is true and he is faithful to his word. That he said if we wait on him, he would renew our strength. Amen. And he is a restorer. Praise God. And he is a renewer. Glory to God. And thank you for just expounding on that word, telling us how we need to cry out in prayer, and we need to pray to the Lord. Ask him, hallelujah, come before him with a humble heart, praise God, and continue to reading the word and put on that whole armor of God. So I do say thank you very much for being on the Dream Team prayer line tonight. And not only that, I also want to thank every single one of you that are on this line tonight. Some of you are very, very faithful because you call in every single week expecting to receive a word from God. And we thank you so very much, and we continue to pray one for the other that we're not going to faint, but we're going to stand on the promises of God, and we're going to continue to wait on the Lord. So again, I want to thank Minister Ricky Bolden for being on the line. Thank him for the prayer as well. And I praise God for every single one of you all. We'll continue to pray for you all. Continue to lift each other up in prayer. And we thank God we just count it all done. So until next week, we ask that you continue to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Love on somebody. Find somebody to share a word. As Pastor has already asked us, do something good, something kind for somebody. Praise God. And so we just continue to believe God that we will continue to lift him up and look up to the hills because that's where our help comes from. So until next week, I could say in the name of Jesus, have a blessed night, good night, and be blessed. Amen. God bless you.
Night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.